This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Police in cities across the country took the path of most resistance and cleared protest sites in multiple cities. Hundreds of arrests, tents torn apart. What was the end result? Destruction of a movement or renaissance of outrage? It's Wednesday, November 16th. This is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. Celeste Headlee here. John Hockenberry is out today. Nicholas Kristof of The New York Times joins us in a moment to talk about what he saw yesterday in Zuccotti Park and the future of Occupy Wall Street. We're also going to hear from Colin Molloy, lead singer of The Decemberists, about writing fan mail to Ray Bradbury. But you're talking a lot about the undocumented immigrants from Mexico. A new report says that we're seeing fewer of them, and in fact, it's a net zero if you include the people returning to Mexico. So we want to ask you about this. Is America less desirable than it was in the past? And if so, why? Tyrone at Facebook's right, that's really telling if such is the case. Given the cartels down there and the high degree of corruption, that's really saying something. So post your comment to thetakeaway.org. Let's get right to the headlines this morning, though. We're going to go overseas first. President Obama is in Australia. He announced he'll send 250 Marines to the north part of that country over the next year. That's amid growing concern about the rise of China, that a number could eventually grow to 2,500. Today, President Obama heads to a soldiers' memorial in Darwin, Australia, before flying to Indonesia for a summit of Asian leaders. The deadline for the Congressional Super Committee to cut the deficit is fast approaching. Will they make it? Not necessarily. That's if you're asking Texas Congressman Jeb Hensarling.
All I can do is repeat myself and say, not going to happen. We have gone as far as we feel we can go. On balance, we've got to make sure we're helping the economy.
That's Republican Congressman Hensarling on CNBC. GOP leaders say they would agree to increasing taxes in return for revamping the tax code. Lawmakers have until next week to cut $1.2 trillion over the next decade. The main witness of an alleged sexual assault by Penn State's Jerry Sandusky is now giving conflicting accounts, not about whether or not the assault happened, but what he did after. Former grad assistant Mike McQuarrie told First, a grand jury, that he saw Sandusky sexually assault a boy in 2002, but left the locker room and told his father. In a recent email to a friend, though, he claims he stopped the attack and told police. And now to Occupy Wall Street. That's the sound of protesters moving back to New York's Zuccotti Park yesterday afternoon after they were cleared out by police in the morning. A judge ruled they cannot bring in camping gear or tents to the park, though. Protesters in Dallas were dealt a blow as well when a judge denied their request to prevent an eviction from City Hall. But on the campus of UC Berkeley in California, as many as 10,000 demonstrators marched last night. Despite orders from the university, people set up their own encampment. Defectors from Syria's army say they've launched an attack on a military compound near Damascus that's run by the country's air force. The defectors, calling themselves the Free Syrian Army, reportedly fired rockets and machine guns at the base. Meanwhile, the Arab League takes up the crisis in Syria today during a meeting that Syrian officials say they will not attend. Thousands of Afghan elders and leaders are gathered for a four-day assembly in Kabul. The meeting is on high security after the Taliban claimed to have the security details for those talks. In sports, it's been a day since NBA players rejected a deal by the league and then disbanded the union. The players have filed antitrust suits that argue the NBA lockout is illegal, but the league filed its own lawsuit in New York seeking to prove that the lockout is legal. If it ends up in New York, that would give the league home court advantage, so to speak. Before the busy holiday mailing season starts, the U.S. Postal Service says it lost $5 billion over the past year and expects to lose more. Asian markets closed mostly down, European markets down as well. Wall Street futures are poised to open down in a few hours. The Dow will start at 12,096, the S&P at 1,258, and the NASDAQ at 2,600. 86. We're asking this question whether or not America is a less desirable destination point. Undocumented immigration is on the decline due in part to our bad economy. What do you think? Let us know. Is America less desirable than it was in the past? And is that why Mexicans, many of them, are going back to Mexico? 877-8, my take.